Missed anything on the show? Download the Christy and Podge podcast at hit.com.au or check out the Hit app.
The Mid-North Coast's Hit.
Peter Combe, it is an absolute pleasure to be able to talk to you. How are you?
Hi, Jason. I'm very good. Terrific. Yeah. During this pandemic, I am extremely well.
Some would say you were the first children's superstar in Australia.
Yeah, well, I guess I could probably say all false modesty aside, I pioneered the whole thing of original songs for children via the ABC back in 1987. Yeah. You remember Toffee Apple was the first ever kids video clip that came out and just got national coverage. And, so I suppose, I guess in that sense, I was a bit of a pioneer, yeah.
When I heard this song of you, when you changed the lyrics to Newspaper Mama, it was all sort of instructional. It was a great kids song about washing your hands and staying the distance. Did you write that, or did someone send you in lyrics? How'd that come about?
I don't know. No, I wrote that. All I wanted to do was to do something useful during this this lockdown time, and also something that gave people some pleasure too, because I think we always need more joy in our lives. So I took the Newspaper Mama song and simply adapted it, just rewrote the lyrics. It'll be a temporary thing, of course. I mean, I will revert back to the old lyrics eventually. But I wanted to use a well-known tune, sort of a very up-sounding tune, and it's a straight message song, really, about washing your hand, don't touch your face, and all that, and keeping 1.5 meters apart, which I think we need to keep emphasising, because the social distancing is a very, very important part of us keeping this virus at bay. So that was the idea behind it.
Another great song, another one that I really, really liked, was Spangle Road, and you're doing something with that now involving, I'm guessing it's Zoom?
It's a couch choir. So what happened was I took Spangle Road, which I wrote a long time ago. It's quite an old song, actually. So
yeah.
I wrote it in Sydney, and I was living there back in the mid-70s, actually. It was part of a musical called The Adventures of Frederick What's-His-Name and His Two-Legged 16 Guitar. That was the name of the musical. So Spangle Road was one of the main songs that came out of that. It's really a song about friendship. So when you see the couch choir on my Facebook page, you'll see about 70 different people. And my son Tom, who's my Facebook guy, he put all these versions of Spangle Road together to form the Spangle Road Couch Choir. It's really quite lovely. So there's my drummer's in it. Tom plays the trumpet. I conduct the choir. And it's a real mix of adults and kids. So it's I guess a sort of a real family kind of Facebook video, but if you just go to my Facebook page, you'll see it, and it's rather nice.
Do you still go out to schools? Do you do
I do. I do a mix. This year, for example, I was going to do. I always do some solo shows in schools because I still love doing big shows in schools as just me all by myself. But sadly, this year the biggest project of all, unfortunately, is not going to happen. I was going to do a greatest hits tour, which would be all the capital cities with my band plus a group of backing singers called the Fabulous Kumets, and we were going to do Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Canberra, Hobart, Adelaide, Perth, all
Port
the capital
Macquarie.
Cities.
Yeah.
Well, probably not Port Macquarie. I'd like to.
That's right. That's okay. I understand.
They're all officially still happening, but I just can't see it actually going ahead this year because of social distancing. And if you go to a theatre, if you have to have one person every three seats or something like that, the show's just not viable. You have to be able to have the ability to fill the theatre to make it a viable tour. But, it hasn't been officially cancelled yet, so... Yeah. If it does get cancelled this year, I'm certainly hoping we can resurrect it next year.
Well, which song should we play for the kids who need educating on classic Australian children's music?
Well, the most popular song I've ever done without a shadow of a doubt is Mr. Clickety Cane. That's definitely number one.
Here we go. Right, we're going to play it right now on Hit. Get the kids ready. They are going to be singing this all day long. Peter Combe, Australian legend of children's entertainment, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jason. All the best.
catch up on anything you may have missed, download the Christy and Podge podcast at hit.com.au or on the Hit app.
The Mid-North Coast's Hit.